Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we proudly introduce you to people you need to know. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the six things you need to know regarding medical malpractice. My guest today is one of the most respected and admired attorneys in Metro Atlanta. He's been helping people in the Atlanta area with legal problems for more than 30 years. My guest received his undergraduate degree from Howard University and his law degree from Emory University Law School. His law firm has earned an AV rating from the Martindale Hubbell Law Directory. It is our good fortune to welcome back the principal attorney for Jones & Associates, Attorney Thomas F. Jones. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Sparkplug. How are you today?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and your audience this afternoon.
And we always appreciate having you. So let's get right to it. We know you're busy. What is medical malpractice?
Medical malpractice is a type of case that can be filed against doctors or other medical practitioners in appropriate cases. These practitioners can include nurses, physical therapists, nursing homes, anyone who renders medical services.
Well, how do I know if I, a family member or a friend, have a medical malpractice case?
Well, the first thing that I think you have to do is look for some sort of bad result, something that will indicate that things have not gone exactly right with the treatment or whatever medical services have been requested or recommended by the doctor. Once that happens, the next issue is whether what has been done constitutes medical malpractice. And going back to your first question, I'd like to give the definition, the technical legal definition of medical malpractice. And it is the failure of the practitioner to use that degree of care and skill that is practiced by similar practitioners in the area. Now, I realize that's kind of complicated, but that is the definition that has to be satisfied. And note, Sparkplug, that an element of that definition is related to the practice in the area. So what is medical malpractice in one place would not necessarily constitute medical malpractice in another place. For example, in Atlanta, there are many practitioners of medicine. We have up-to-date hospitals with equipment, and things are practiced at a high degree. So what is medical malpractice in Atlanta might not be medical malpractice in a more rural area where all of those types of facilities and expertise is not necessarily available. So when one feels like there has been a possible medical malpractice case, it is very necessary to consult someone, and I would suggest an attorney's office who has expertise in this area, to determine if, in fact, medical malpractice has occurred. And I would say that not only do you need to consult an attorney, but you need to consult an attorney who has at his disposal either a medical staff, nurses who are trained in this area, or has access to these services. Because the layman, the person without medical training, even the attorney, cannot really tell whether medical malpractice has occurred. We can all tell if there has been a bad outcome, if something has happened that was not expected, or if something goes terribly wrong. But we must remember that medicine is an art and not a science. And there is plenty of room for things to go wrong, have an unexpected bad result, and it not constitute medical malpractice. So the experts in the field, doctors and nurses who we would consult, need to tell us if that legal standard has been reached, and that is the standard of failure to use that degree of care and skill that is used in the profession generally in similar circumstances.
Attorney Jones, what should I do if I have a medical malpractice case?
Find someone who can advise you. And I think the only real credible alternative is to go to that competent attorney who has the staff or who has the associates that he or she works with on a regular basis to determine if malpractice has in fact occurred. I think many people sort of assume, and again, the layman cannot assume. I've been doing this 30 plus years, and I don't trust my own judgment to determine what is a good medical malpractice case. What I have to do is get the records and pass those on to one of the many sources that we have that consult with us who can determine whether medical malpractice has in fact occurred.
What sources of information are important when it comes to medical malpractice?
Well, the main source of information is medical records, and anyone who is concerned about a possible medical malpractice case would be well advised to get as many medical records as possible, because unfortunately it's not unheard of for some of these medical records to be changed. But the records are what our experts will look at to determine if that standard of care has been violated. The next thing that I think should be looked at is comments by doctors who are treating after the fact. Sometimes doctors are very reluctant to criticize one another, but if they see something that is really, really bad or really offends their sense of professionalism, they may make a comment that you need to look into this, you need to get an attorney to look into this. And that type of comment is a good indication that medical malpractice has occurred, because, of course, those persons have the medical background to help one make that determination. And if they are critical, then there's probably something there that needs to be followed up on.
What are the time limits associated with medical malpractice cases?
A medical malpractice case is a type of an injury case, and the general rule in Georgia is that a lawsuit must be filed in those cases within 2 years of the date of the occurrence. Unfortunately, some medical malpractice cases result in death, and if that is the case, then that 2 years runs from the date of death. Now, I realize that 2 years seems like a long time, but a medical malpractice case is very complicated to develop, and that process should be started as soon as possible. It is necessary to, number one, have the analysis made that we talked about before to determine if medical malpractice exists. Then, secondly, it's necessary to locate an expert who agrees and will testify that medical malpractice has occurred. In Georgia, one must have an affidavit or a sworn statement by an expert that medical malpractice has occurred before you are able to file a lawsuit. This is an effort on the part of the legislature to keep down suits that don't have any merit. So an affidavit is required, so it's necessary to put those records in the hands of a qualified expert, give that person time to make his analysis, and then obtain the affidavit that medical malpractice has in fact occurred. So even though there is a 2-year time span, I would recommend that anyone who is concerned about a matter in this area move as quickly as possible to get the case into the hands of a competent attorney as soon as possible.
When it comes to medical malpractice cases, what are some of the expenses that are associated with them?
The expenses involved in medical malpractice are substantial. And this is one of the things that has to be borne in mind when a person is considering whether to undertake a medical malpractice case. The medical negligence or malpractice case involves an allegation of improper activities by a doctor or other medical professional. Only another doctor or another similar type of medical practitioner can make that determination. And we find that doctors, say, for example, doctors here in Atlanta, are not comfortable in testifying against other doctors in Atlanta. So therefore, to get the necessary expert to give you the affidavit that's required and to testify in court, it's necessary to consult people in other places. And therefore, it may well be necessary to consult with those persons in other places, to take depositions, which are sworn statements, by going to those locations where the experts reside, and if necessary, when it comes time for trial, to bring them to Atlanta to testify, or to the site of the case to testify in court. This is a very expensive process, and lawyers who make their living primarily with medical malpractice cases will only generally be interested in very serious cases because they may have to make a substantial investment themselves. And when I say serious cases, death, paralysis, coma, something that if the case is successful, there can be a substantial recovery to be expected. Now, anytime you have a lawsuit, there are two types of expenses. One relates to the actual money that has to be spent on the case. The other relates to the monies that the attorneys would expect for their services or attorney's fees. Attorney's fees in medical malpractice cases are generally handled on what's called a contingency fee. And that means that the attorney is paid a percentage of whatever comes out of the case. In addition, if the attorney has advanced money for expenses, then they recover that money out of whatever recovery there is. So from what I'm said, I hope your audience can appreciate the seriousness of the medical malpractice case, and it's not for the relatively small matter, simply because of the amount of money that must be expended to develop the case and to have the case be successful in court.
All right. Well, Attorney Jones, what last piece of advice would you like to leave our listeners with regarding medical malpractice?
Well, the advice that I'd like to leave is to be vigilant for your own health and for the health of your family and friends. One of the reasons medical malpractice cases are difficult is that as a society, we put doctors up on a pedestal. We revere them. We don't question them. And I think it's necessary for your own care to ask questions. If some result is not as expected, then don't be shy to ask why. Don't be shy to get a second opinion. In other words, fight for yourself just as you do in any other situation. Ask the questions. Don't be intimidated by the medical terminology. Research as necessary and be able to satisfy yourself that you, your friend, your family member is getting high-quality medical care.
And finally, how can you be reached?
My telephone number is 404-344-1771. My email address is jonestf, that is J-O-N-E-S, T as in Tom, F as in Frank, at AOL.com. And we would be pleased to chat with any of your listeners at any time about any fact situation that they are concerned about. Oh, and many times we have lengthy conversations with people and try to give them the best that we have over the phone, although many times, as I say, you have to actually see the records to make a real determination.
Well, all right. Attorney Thomas F. Jones, Principal Attorney for Jones & Associates, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Sparkplug. I appreciate it.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another outstanding job. To find even more people you need to know, view our interactive online publication at sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.
Once again, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. To be a guest on our show, please send your request to businesscelebrity@gmail.com or give us a call at 770-460-5995.